Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Hit 103.1's Haunted House with Cliffo and Gabby.
The Halloween Fair for a spooktacular night of fun at the Village.
We are building a haunted house at the Village for their spooktacular night on this Saturday evening. So we thought we need to do some haunted research, some haunted house investigations.
You'll hear these unfold throughout the week. Our first haunted house is a place called Osler House on Sturt Street in the city. So sort of near, like right in town, sort of where Chemist Warehouse is, opposite side of the road.
And it's one of these buildings that you don't notice until it's pointed out. Like, I've driven past it many a time and have never really looked at it. But when we got there, I was like, this is very uncomfortable.
It's 130 years old, so very, very creaky and stuff. It's an accountant's now, but it used to be a medical building with a morgue attached out the back. So first thing we did was grab Moni, our spirit medium. Mm-hmm. And she has, you know, connections to other worlds and stuff. Like, she can
sense the paranormal.
Communicate. Mm. Yeah, her skills are incredible. So we grabbed Moni, and you'll hear her in this audio. The other main player is Cheyenne. So she actually works at the accountants.
Yes.
And she was the one showing us through Osler House.
We've had some strange experiences. One of our accountants, Alicia, she stays back quite a lot. And she says that she's seen an apparition. And also just with the lights and everything, they actually fall out of their sockets onto the ground. So, so I had some different things like that happen here, so.
Definitely stuff going on in this building. Mm. But it's so old. It's like, how do I put it? Anger. There's a lot of anger around this building in particular.
Oh, it really creeped me out when Moni started to feel different things downstairs. Hey, because we kind of feel it as well, but you don't pick it up until it's mentioned.
When she said anger, like, I kind of felt
uncomfortable.
That as well, too. It was a really strange set of circumstances. That was just downstairs.
Yes.
It's upstairs where things got really creepy.
We've seen the apparition in that corner over there. Our account Alicia sits under there.
Yep.
And the lights, they fall out of their sockets and they flicker.
Right. And what she's seen is female, isn't it?
Female.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you guys all sort of feeling
Eerie as well?
Because I don't think it's just you, Moni.
It's an eerie building.
See, there's a lot of stuff going on in here. It's just, there's too much to identify.
Yeah.
It's actually quite overwhelming if you can seem to get the shakes. But there's definitely some lost souls here that are very attached to this building.
Is that normal for buildings that have had a medical past?
Can I leave this room? Sorry, I'm getting really dizzy.
We're moving on.
Oh, she had to get out of the room because there were so many things that were coming to her and overwhelming her. Couldn't deal.
She wasn't getting, it was like she wasn't hearing from one, I'm going to say entity for lack of a better word. There was so much going on. It was like all these sort of mixed messages. Next thing we did was actually got back to where the morgue used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was really dark and that's where things got really creepy. Because red stuff started permeating, I guess.
Leaking.
Red stuff leaking.
Out of the wall. It was like a
horror film.
Out of
the brick walls. This is where stuff got really crazy. Have a listen.
Is that rust on the wall or something else?
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. What is that?
What is it?
What is that?
That's brick.
Yeah, it looks like I think it's the bricks. Yeah, okay. Brick dust. Do you want to see that was blood for a minute?
I did. I was if that had have been blood or something that was similar to blood, I would have been done, dusted, never going back to any kind of haunting place ever.
It was one of the freakiest things I've ever seen because it looked like it was dripping down the walls. Like
yes.
It looked like the wall was bleeding. We we're pretty freaked out by that point. And luckily for us, we were at the morgue at the back of the building. So we're like, we're done. Let's get the hell out of here.
Get in the car. Let's go.
We jumped in the car. This is me, you, and Moni, our spirit medium. And we were discussing how it was kind of funny how we were all feeling the same sort of strange emotions at the same time together.
So we've just walked out of Oz the house.
It is very strong in there. And obviously you guys are open and sensitive to this sort of stuff. When you open yourself up a little bit more to this, you become more sensitive, obviously. Oh. So it's, and this has sort of opened you up even more because you've got an experience out of it. So
I don't want to open up. It's too scary.
Undoubtedly, there's ghosts everywhere.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you take out of this building?
Definitely needs a cleansing. There's a lot of lost souls in there, a lot of energy that could just be cleared and that doesn't have to be contained here anymore.
Okay.
Knowing that it's okay.
Cleanse.
Definitely.
I feel like I want to cleanse every single building that I ever enter because I don't want to experience that ever again.
It is the most creepy building I've ever been in my life. Like,
and because we didn't turn the lights on or anything,
we kind
of walked around in the dark, which added to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But next time, let's do it in the day, like middle of the day, all lights on.
See the video yourself. Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facey. Our investigations continue tomorrow as we attempt to communicate with Susie in Cinema 4, the ghost that lurks around Cinema 4 at Event Cinemas in the city. That's tomorrow.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You know when you first move out of home, you'll just take any furniture you can get your hands on just to make sure you're not sitting on milk crates in front of the TV?
Yeah.
And so it's all a bunch of mismatched furniture. Nothing goes. Nothing's new. It's all kind of just thrown in there.
My first ever bedside table was the cardboard box that my stereo came in because it was a really
you gotta
big
make
box.
Do
12 months I got out of that box.
Yeah,
12 months.
Well, I've still got mismatched furniture because I've just never upgraded. Like, you always think, oh, I'll just get what I can get my hands on for now.
Yeah.
And as we move along, I'll slowly upgrade to better things that match and make my house look nice. Well, I'm now 30 and I still look like I live in a 20-year-old's bachelorette pad. Like, everything is still just mismatched. And yesterday, my boyfriend and I went for a bit of a shop because he needed to get a chair to go in the upstairs second bedroom so that he can play his video games. He's currently sitting on a beanbag. As I said, 20-year-old's den.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a 20-year-old's den. So we went to get him a proper chair.
Yeah.
And when we went into, we actually went to Amart in Garbutt.
Yeah.
And we popped on in and he fell in love with this armchair. It was like a recliner armchair that was on sale. And he's like, I think I'm going to get it. And so while we're sitting there, I'm like, why don't we get the whole set?
Oh.
And he's like, what? I'm like, I think we should just get the whole set.
This is dangerous territory here.
I know. Oh, yeah.
There's a big difference between
one
buying one in an item
and an entire suite.
What did the set contain? Like, what was the whole set?
The set is a, what is the size of a three-seater couch with both sides that recline.
Yep.
And then two recliners to go with it. So it's a three-piece suite.
So essentially you're going in to get a chair for one person.
Yep.
And it's quickly become enough seating for five.
Maybe six. It's a big
Yeah, six
big
if
couch.
You squeeze.
Yeah, and he was like, excuse me? I'm like, well, think about it, babe. Like, we can put both the armchairs upstairs so we can both sit up there and watch movies, and we can replace the crappy white couch we have that has coffee stains all over it with a new nice
and
lounge.
And it all matches.
It all matches. And then when we move somewhere where, because we have a fold-out bed at the moment, but we can't get it upstairs. That's why we don't have anything upstairs. It's too heavy and the staircase is too narrow. So when we move to the next place, it all match. It's all going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there dumbfounded like, no, I can't afford this. I can't afford this. Took me 10 minutes to convince him. This impulse buy is a goer!
Money. Funny thing is, like, you're never going to have six people in your unit at one time.
Ever. It's never going to happen. But, you know, impulse buys. It's a thing. Sometimes you just get excited in the moment and just splash cash all around. So 13, 12, 16, what is your most ridiculous impulse buy?
13, 12, 16, what's your most ridiculous impulse buy?
You're just on the spot, you see something, you fall in love, and you just hand over that credit card.
We had a friend in high school, like a close family friend, who bought a new car. And he, like, this was a married man,
Whoa.
Three young kids and stuff, bought a brand knew, like people move a car and all that, got home to his wife and was like, surprise!
Oh,
and
that would have gone down well.
We were all there. I'll never forget the look on her face. What have you done? Emily on 13, 12, 16, thanks for calling. Your most ridiculous impulse buy, mate.
A dog.
Oh, no, that's not ridiculous. That's adorable. What kind of dog?
American Staffy.
Oh, so cute. I love Staffies.
A little blue one.
Yeah,
I had a place to... I had to move out of home so I could keep him, but I had a place to move to.
I get we all love dogs, guys, but we have to at least acknowledge that a dog on impulse is probably not the smartest thing for your future or for some people, maybe the dogs going forward. Get you're all encouraged, like everyone go out and do it.
No. Don't everyone go out and do it. But is this a happy ending? Do you still have the pup?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Forever. He's about 5 months old now.
Oh, okay. And
he's your forever puppy. Oh, see, this is a happy ending one, but yeah, definitely think it through before adopting.
Got another 14 years to go there.
Yeah.
Simon on 13, 12, 16. Most ridiculous impulse buy, mate.
A few years ago when I was going out with my girlfriend, now my wife, we were just having a look at, I was in the state. I was looking at realestate.com and I sent her a link to one of the real estate agents. I said, pick your favourite house, and I've already got mine. We ended up buying it, so $500,000 later, we're still together.
What? I'm freaking out over a lounge suite, and you bought a house?
So we never even spoke about moving in together or anything like that, and then next thing you know, we bought a big house.
I have nothing.
I think you lost this when you dropped the word million.
Yeah, half a mil, I'm out.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
Of course I did, and I was so annoyed that JT's interview wasn't up first so that I could then go to bed, because that's all I was waiting for. It was all about, nuclear energy or something.
I couldn't stay up for it. Like, I fell asleep, but I got up a few minutes early this morning and I watched it on the Nine app.
Oh, it's fab.
But I think one of the highlights of the interview was one of the nicer bits, because they promoted a lot of him breaking down, which was in response to him talking about his uncle who was murdered.
Mm.
But I think one of the nicer bits was the very end, where his daughter, Frankie, his eldest daughter, Frankie, who's a bit of a show pony. She loves the limelight.
She's going to be a star.
She's going to be a star. She interviewed him. 60 Minutes style. So they sat down in the backyard, like on opposite chairs.
Yeah.
She even had like a clipboard with a pen.
She was very serious.
This is some of the hardline 60 Minutes style questioning that Frankie asked her dad on the telly last night.
Who is your favourite Disney princess?
Who's my favourite Disney princess? I would have to say Rapunzel. What's your favourite princess?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, with the long hair too.
What's your favourite wiggle dance?
Bracka lucka 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 lee.
What do you love more, football or me?
That's an easy one. You!
Oh, that's so adorable!
Absolute sweetheart. And you know what? Like, legitimately, not the worst interview I've seen on 60 Minutes.
You're right!
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Absolute privilege of participating in the ride for Pink Ribbon, the Pink Ribbon ride on Saturday. We actually got contacted by one of the leaders of the Ville Vixens, Bear, to ask if we would participate in this phenomenal ride for a really great cause. So it's raising money for breast cancer, and they ride motorbikes, like all as one big group. So it's this big spectacle moving around the city. And when we agreed to do it, they said, oh, but you've got to wear pink. And oh my God, we looked the goods, because totally workwear got on board. We got high-vis pink shirts with all of the logos and everything all over it. They looked fabulous.
Thank you, Totally Workwear, because we were lost until you guys jumped on
board.
We're
like, pink? We don't own anything that's like pink with a logo.
And look, thank you so much to Bear and all the guys from the Ville Vixens and all the clubs that got on board. It was just such a fantastic afternoon as we cruised on hogs all over Townsville. Our natural competitive nature came out, even though we were only passengers on the bike.
That's true.
This is Bear, the organiser, at the end of the event, having a chat to us. We've just done it. Our first ride. It's just a ride.
Our first passenger. I don't know about you, mate.
But I was riding. I was pink ribbon riding, and Bear, the organiser. How did we go as passengers?
You did too bloody bad. Didn't do too bloody bad. Yeah, yeah. With a little bit of wiggle here and there when you were trying to push back in the seat, so we weren't so comfortable. But other than that, you did a damn good job.
Who was better, me or Cliffo?
Oh, you put me on the spot there now.
It was definitely me. It actually was Gabby.
What makes her such a great passenger? Smaller bum.
Yeah. A little bit more room for me to actually sit back and sit in my normal comfortable riding position.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, with you, I was like up there and the boobs out and everything else.
Your boobs or my boobs? Whose boobs were out?
Because you weren't wearing stretchy pants. You made a rookie error and you couldn't open those hips the way you needed to, mate.
And the boxer shorts too, they pull everything in. Nah. Anyway, hey, what a fantastic ride and for a fantastic cause too. Tell us what we're raising money for.
Okay, all our funds today are going to the Townsville Hospital Cancer Clinic and Dragons of Breast. So we're splitting it up between the two organisations. Obviously, the Cancer Clinic, they're cancer patients that are going through the trauma right now and may need financial assistance. And then the Dragons of Breast are the ladies that have gone through the process and are out the other side and they're starting to enjoy life again. And so they still may need some financial assistance as well.
It was a fantastic course, but also a really great spectacle for people to be able to see so many riders go through town wearing pink and having their bikes dressed up. So it's not only raising money, but it's raising that awareness.
It does.
But I want to get involved again next year. I'm going to get a bike.
Let us know when the next one's happening because I want to become number one passenger. I'm going to work on those hips and I'm going to wear more stretchy pants.
The third Saturday of every October.
Third Saturday every October. Thanks so much for the invite, Bear. We had a ball.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.